Notice the currents of the world pulling on you and let them pass. Don't cling to anything at all. The whole practice is just this: awareness, aware of clinging, awareness, aware of the intention to let go of that clinging, and being aware of our letting go of clinging. And we repeat this again and again and again. Awareness, aware of clinging. Awareness, aware of the intention to let go of that clinging. And being aware of our letting go of clinging. We repeat it in a gentle way. Suggesting to our own minds the possibility of letting go as soon as we are aware of clinging to the moment. Being caught in memories or in proliferation, in thoughts, thinking, rushing to the future, or ruminating, chewing on the present through thought. Let that all go. Come back to present moment awareness of the breath and hold that breath in your mind. Lightly but steadily, devotedly, intently, affiliating yourself with the breath as if it was your vehicle, not just a breathing mechanism that you can ignore, but be a student of the breath. Give it your full attention so that you can learn what it is. You can study it, not for the purpose of writing a thesis about it, but you can study it so you can taste it. What is the flavor of this moment? And we taste that on the breath itself. Oh, tastes like this. Is it smooth, easeful, contracted, tense? Is it pleasant or unpleasant? Is it swift moving or slow and labored? Just palpate that with your heart. Let your attention go deeply into the breathing process itself, not speeding it up, not slowing it down, not controlling it in any way whatsoever, but being the pure witness. Because this breath is the essence of our lifeblood, of our living and dying. This is it. We're born breathing, we die breathing, and we let go. So now, die to each moment. Whatever arose before is gone. So it's a little death right there. Oh no, a death. Yes. That's good. To practice that dying, moment by moment. Dying to the past. Dying to concepts of the past. Dying to inattentiveness. Why? Why? Because we have to not only study the beginnings of the breath, but also the endings of the breath. Not only do we pay attention to life as it arises, but we pay attention to the cessation of each moment of life until the end. So, what are we doing? We are studying how to die, how to be present for dying. Why do we want to be present for dying? Oh, because we want to wake up in this moment before we die. And this waking up is a moment by moment process. And so before each breath disappears, we are waking up to its reality. What is it? The more breaths we can be present for, to wake up to the reality of each one, the more we begin to fathom what this breathing is all about. And what effect it has for the mind to rest in the breath and be steady, steadily present in this moment, continuously. So that with every little death, we become more awake. We become more alive. Alive, living in the face of the ending of things without being afraid. Very, very important. We gain courage to be present for all of it. Not just the bits that are comfortable, but the bits that might be fearful or unpleasant. There's something to learn from every aspect of our experience, so that we can walk down the very middle between pleasant and unpleasant. This is the basis for our enlightenment, in fact. That's why it's called the middle way. The way between our pain and the ending of it. So that we can hold the point of balance when the heart is perfectly at ease at the center of the universe. That's the point where all clinging and wanting stop. Nothing is pulling on us. Craving evaporates. The mind is so silent that it can understand and bow to silence completely. We lay down our harp, our silent harp, at the feet of the silent. This is called meditation. It isn't about doing it. It's an entering into a state which is free from doing. Free from wanting. Free from delusion. Free from insisting that things be the way we want. We are letting go. We start with a little bit of letting go. And we taste the peace of that. Then we grow it. As we enter more and more deeply into the silence, we grow in silence, in stillness, in wisdom, in awareness, in knowledge of reality. The reality that cannot be known from a heart that is wavering, that is preoccupied, distracted, and caught in thought, in time, in worldly ways. We need the courage to break out of that. Each moment of sitting in this vast stillness is a breaking out. It's a falling apart of the norms of interaction. Entering into the secret chamber of the heart, which cannot be entered when we are restless, when we are agitated, when we are exhausted, when we are in pain, or enjoying the gratifications of the world. We cannot enter into that magnificent cave of the heart. We touch the sacred. We light the mind. There is illumination to experience. It may be faint, but the more we devote our attention to it, it becomes brighter and brighter. We feel it. We rejoice in it. We are uplifted by it. What a happiness. How pure is that? What a blessing is that? Like none other of life, just this. Know it, receive it, grow it, treasure it, pay homage to it. This is the Buddha mind. The Buddha is where? Where is the Buddha? But here, within each of us, truly. This Buddha knowledge is awakening. Awakening. An ancient light that has been transmitted to us from our karmic inheritance. And we purify that. Lifetimes of circling in samsara, in these galaxies, as the light of the mind grows, we have intimations of that journeying, and we yearn to complete the journey, to arrive at completion, to fulfill it. So we practice with that devotion, with that empowered intention, ever mindful, ever present, unwavering mind, unsurpassed gifts to be known. Breath by precious breath.